What's up, listeners? It's your host, Catacosmic, jumping in for the local obscene, Season 7, Episode 9. And I have an absolutely badass guest just for you. Marjan swung by the local obscene studio to talk about his brand new beat tape, Volume 4. Let me tell ya, this thing absolutely fucking sick. I jammed the hell of it on my way home from Growl Records the other night, and that shit bumped. It fucking slapped in the car, and it was a really dope ride home. Shout out, Marjan. You're killing it. All right, we're going to get back to that, okay? Let's go do some housekeeping. Do you want to be on the Local Obscene? Shoot me an email at localobscene@gmail.com or go follow us on Instagram at localobscene, and there you can send me a direct message. Let's get you on the show. What do you do? Are you in a band? Do you help your grandma take out the trash? Do you knit sweaters for the animals at the zoo when it gets cold? I want to know. In the description of this episode, wherever you're streaming, there should be a link to our photography website, and there you can check out all of the badass photos I've been getting from shows, and of course, my big fluffy cat, and pick yourself up a print. Every bit goes to helping me get the ultimate hardware and software to provide you with the greatest podcasting experience. I got interviews booked up all the way into July, and I'm so happy. This is gonna be a really good summer, everyone. Hell yes. Okay, that's enough housekeeping. How about we jump right in to that interview with Marjan? But first, let's hear a clip of a track off a different beat tape. I'm going back in the archives, all right, because this song is fucking awesome. This is from Beat Tape Volume 3. This song is called Breakfast at Grandma's. We are here 20 miles below downtown Dallas in an inverted pyramid, sipping tea in a floating garden of the Local Obscene studio with Marjan. Welcome.
What's up? How you doing? It's Marjan, and I'll be making shit.
We sipping on the good tea. Which tea did you choose?
Which tea? This tea, you know?
The good one.
Yeah, we gotta spill the tea, you know?
Right.
That's why we're here.
Absolutely. So, what do you do?
Well, I've been making shit. I've been making music, first of all. I make music. I do alternative hip-hop. I do electronic, like house, jungle, all that good stuff. But I'll be doing all genres. I'm trying all genres because
you're diving into them all.
But yeah, and I also do graphic design. I also do art sometimes.
Okay, nice.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. What would you say is your musical influences?
Musical influences. This, honestly, if you asked me this like a year ago, I would say Kanye, but this man talked his way out of that. Or, you know, this man talked his way out of that.
Yeah.
But When it comes to hip hop, I would probably say my biggest influence is The Alchemist and Conductor Williams. You know, She Was the West Side Gun, Griselda. They are my biggest influences, and J Dilla. You know, this man.
Yeah.
Created a shit ton of fucking techniques that I use today.
That's what's up. All the techniques. I think I hear a creature outside. Oh. Creature? You good? Okay, I just making sure. Making sure the cat's not being chased by some pit bulls out there or something. All right. Okay.
The cat is free.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Goom is a big fluff for sure. So how did you get into all of this?
I would love to say something like really fucking deep and really fucking cool about how I got into music, but if I'm being honest, I started making music about like actually making music about like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And how I started making music was I used to see my friends make beats. And I told myself, hey, they look fucking cool when they're making beats. I gotta start making beats too. You know? that's what I gotta do. It's fucking easy as shit. So I started making music because of that, because I saw my friends doing it.
Yeah.
And all of them stopped at some point, but I kind of kept making music until my shit started sounding good, because it took a long time.
Yeah, it does sound good.
To actually make it start sound good. But yeah, just I was trying to be cool, I guess.
Hey, I mean, that's kind of dope though, you know, that you're at least surrounded with people who are creating. Yeah, okay. And exploring that kind of shit.
I mean, like, however you get into music, like, it's so good. It doesn't matter if you wanted to like be cool or some shit. Just get into music and you know, try to express that creative sense that you have somehow, you know, by any forms of art.
Hey, shout out. You hear that, listeners? You've been putting it off. Now is the time. Explore that shit. And you never know, you might surprise yourself.
For real, for real.
That's awesome. Well, word on the street is that you have released a brand new beat tape, volume 4. Congratulations.
Yes, yes sir, yes, sir. We gotta keep making beat tapes. The new beat tape is gonna be out probably pretty soon.
Yeah.
Cause
cranking out the beat tapes.
Yeah, cause you know, like, motherfuckers back there, but they were making beats, you know, like, the old-school producers, they didn't stop making beat tapes. They were trying to be, like, you know, mysterious with their drops.
Right.
They kept making beat tapes, so that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the new beat tape is out, and it's a lot more electronic than my previous work, too, you know, because I'm really getting to jungle, house. But it still has a lot of samples, you know, so we gotta keep to the, like, sampling is the easiest fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
It's a fucking cheat code. It still needs a lot of creativity, but I'm telling you, it's fucking great. It's easy to like, make it sound good.
Yeah. It's like just putting together puzzles.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But then you also, like, use electronic, elements to it. It kind of elevates it.
Yeah. I dove pretty deep into volume 3. Mm-hmm. And the vibes, immaculate.
I appreciate it.
And kind of put me in hustle mode a little bit. I was like getting shit done. I don't know why.
Okay.
But it like inspired me. But then at the same time, there were moments where I was just like, all right, I got some shit done and now I'm just going to chill.
Like, it sounded good, man. Actually, I mean, honestly, That's why I make music. I'm trying to inspire people to make music, you know?
Yeah, I liked all the textures. You had some really cool samples and just how you arranged everything. Impressive.
Sorry, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, shit, I think he wants in now. So what was the writing process like for Volume 4?
Yo, once again, if I'm being honest, I really wish I had a really cool fucking story about it. But honestly, a lot of the tape, I was making it in class. I go to school. I still go to high school.
Yeah.
A lot of the beat tape was actually made in class, but except for the like mix and mastering, since like I got to use like my whole like studio equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a bunch of beats that came to my mind that I wanted to do, but it was just like a completion of the beats that I made for the past like month.
Yeah.
That's like a kid. That was the whole like thing. I was just making beats in class and
that's what's up. Them at home. Teacher's like, man, this guy is studying and you're back there just making all these fucking beats.
I mean, hey, one of my teachers that because I do this a lot and I used to do it for a long time. One of my teachers last year, he actually noticed that. He noticed that I was making beats.
Yeah.
And that's like, you know, he said like showed them to me and all that stuff. And we really liked them. And like every day I would come to school, he would ask me if I made any new beats.
That's for dope. To listen to. Hey, shout out to supportive teachers. Exactly. With the arts.
Like last year he was my inspiration to make more beats, you know.
That's what's up. Hell yeah. My cat's just laying on the fucking everything.
How you doing?
Just right all up in this shit. Hell yeah. Well, that is really cool. I didn't know you were still in high school. Hell yeah, man. So you're gonna be making like insane beats later. You're already on the path making dope shit.
For real, I really appreciate it. I'm senior year of high school last year.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what's up. Awesome. So what would you say you would want people to take from listening to these beat tapes?
Dude, honestly, first of all, when I first made my like first beat tape, I told myself that this is just gonna be like a marketing strategy for me to like show this beat. When I see a rapper, you know, outside, I go to a show, I just see someone who tells me who they rap, I would just show them my beat tape and they would hop on it. Like, that's how I would kind of promote myself.
Oh, that's cool.
That was the point of it, just for people to rap on it. You know, maybe you're out with your friends, you play this on the aux and you just freestyle with your friends. That was the whole idea behind it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm just trying to kind of inspire people to make music, you know, just like how you said that listening to my shit go make some music. So
absolutely.
that's like my whole goal for making this thing, you know.
Dude, that's what's up. Damn, I'm gonna have to take one of the beats and throw some shit on it and send it back to you.
you should bro.
Hell yeah. Collaboration. Well, that's awesome. The future is looking fucking bright for you, man. I'm super stoked to see what you are going to come up with. Tradition has it, on the local obscene, we put you in a situation. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
He's fucking ready. Let me set the scene. You just played a sold-out show in Deep Ellum, but I'm going to let you decide. Where did you play?
In Deep Ellum?
Yeah, anywhere.
I don't know Deep Ellum. I could tell you in Denton, but not Deep Ellum. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, none of it. Not any pop into your minds?
I went to Deep Ellum. I think I saw Death Grips once.
Yeah, how was that? Was it last year?
Yeah, in October.
Yeah, that show was fucking crazy. That was a
dope fucking venue.
Yeah.
So I would probably go there, cause I also saw Peggy, Jetpack Mafia, in Deep Ellum too.
That's what's up. So he's selling out.
Yeah.
Southside Ballroom.
Yeah.
I believe, if I remember correctly.
Ballroom, yeah.
Hell yeah! Awesome. And who opened for you?
Who opened for me? Holy fuck.
Yeah. You headline that shit. This in the future when you just blow the fuck up.
I hope so. I fucking hope so. Any artist or like local artists?
Anyone.
Okay.
You can even bring him back from the grave.
God damn. I would probably say West Side Gun.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, if I was like as big as, or even like bigger as West Side Gun, I would do it. But nah, I'm not. I'm like, I got way too much respect for West Side Gun to put him on an opener. I'm just saying.
Nah, he's happy to do it.
Like, even if I could, I wouldn't.
Hell yeah. So you're living the dream. West Side Gun's open for you. You're starstruck a little bit. You're like, what's up, man? First time meeting him, all that good shit. So now I have in my hand a D20, 20-sided dice. Mm-hmm. So you're going to roll on how well you performed.
Okay. Sorry, I'm like so bad. Oh, it's 2.
Oh, fuck. Wow. He got a 2.
Wow.
Oh, damn. It's his first sold out show. He might have had the nerves. West Side Gun's there. The pressure's on.
Wow. I might have. Hey, yo, can I mention something? Yo, can I say that?
Can I say that? He's living on the dark side of the psychiatric. But I would say about a fourth into your set, a bunch of sparks shoot out, and one of the pieces of gear explodes, and a shard of it goes out. Wow. And it lands in someone's drink, and they swallow like a spring or something.
That's a whole suitcase. That's a whole case. That's a whole case. Oh my fucking god!
So you dip out the bag.
Yeah, it
was a rough first one.
Wow.
But hey, I mean, sometimes in life we just roll 2s. You know, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes in life you just like you cannot do anything. I'm really happy I'm not into that stage of my life yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, if it happens, I guess there's no fucking choice.
If it happens, at least you've already thought about it, so you're there. Yeah. All right, so you're dipping out. You're like, and then.
That's not like the best answer to give.
I mean, a 2 is tough. And I mean, I, you know, I, as a DM, I can't let it slide. All right, so you're going back to your car in stealth mode. You see a neon green light emitting from an open manhole, and smoke begins lazily drifting out, and a voice, deep and raspy, says, "Would you like to enter the tournament for a legendary reward?"
Fuck it. I mean, I just did the worst fucking show of my life. Yes, I got nothing to lose.
He's all in. Yes. All right. So you follow this voice. It is a cloaked figure down a long ladder that leads to a hallway with an elevator at the end. And once you walk out of the elevator after going down 10 floors, you appear in an immaculate lobby with black marble and gold trim.
I'll be pretty fucking surprised.
Yeah. You're just like, fuck?
Okay, I would walk in, but I wouldn't know what to do.
You're just kind of following this guy.
Yeah, I guess I would just follow this guy. It's a side mission, so we just gotta follow the guy.
Yeah, side quest. Yeah. Or is it the main quest? Oh, shit. All right, so you are led to a red door, and once inside, you find yourself in a small white room with a table and a big red flashing button. Another man is led in on the opposite side through another door, and the two of you are sat at the table with the button in the middle about arm's length in front of you. A little bit of a stare down.
Yeah, I would just be staring at it for a little bit, like that.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good.
Probably cannot see how I stared, but you know, you get the point. It's like weird. That was pretty fucking weird. So.
Right.
And I would just say, "What's up?" I gotta see, like.
Yeah, you gotta at least test it out.
Yeah, I gotta see, like, what are you gonna do?
You know, right.
I'll give you the. You do you, you know?
Yeah, if you say what's up, I say he looks back and he just kind of nods at you. I think he's kind of in the same boat. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on either. All right, awesome. So, let me see here. So the voice comes back and it says, "When the sound is heard, the first one to press the button wins. And if you push the button before the sound, you automatically lose. So you're going to roll the dice. If you get 1 through 10, you lose. If you get 11 through 20, you win. Fucking 15. His luck has changed.
Yeah.
Fuck that 2.
Fuck yeah. We are so bad, bro.
What's up?
Not ending myself tonight.
He's not. He is so charging forward. Fuck yeah. All right. So as soon as
we're delayed,
you fucking smash that button lightning quick before the other guy can, you know, it was close, but you were just like, boom, and a clear cylinder falls down from the ceiling around the other person. And they're stuck in this cylinder, and a yellow gelatinous acid begins filling the chamber, liquefying him into a flesh puddle.
What? Just like random fucking people, slowing people, like just asking people in the streets.
Yeah, from the glowing manholes.
Yeah, that's the craziest fucking scam ever.
It is, like, for sure.
This is wow. Yeah. They gotta let the kids know about this.
They do, absolutely. If you're in Deep Ellum.
Yeah.
Look out.
Bro, the fucking... That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Joe Biden, help us. What the fuck?
For a moment, I'd say there's, like, one of those mirror-looking windows, and it, like, flashes like a normal window, and you just see, like, Joe Biden's face, like, wink at you, and then it goes away.
Does that actually happen in
the
scenario? Yeah. Does that actually... Holy fuck. I'll be like... Damn. Well, I mean, I don't like Joe Biden, though.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, he's supporting Israel, but...
Right.
I'll probably be surprised.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Joe Biden is here?
What the fuck? I was just playing a sold-out show. And now I'm in a fucking chamber.
The fucking president? The Genocide Joe?
Genocide Joe, exactly. Oh, man. Yeah, fuck that shit. Well, you are led out of the room. And before you, in the black marble lobby, there is a Ferrari SF90 Spider, brand new, 2025. That is your prize, good sir.
Holy fuck, I'm happy. I'm happy that I got the fucking Ferrari, damn.
Yeah, but a little bit irked about how it unfolded.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it for like a year, and like after a year I would like think about it, I was sort of thinking about it, I remember it, holy fuck, I've been listening to Vince Satyam for a long time, bro. I've been listening to him for like, wow, I just disappointed him.
Yeah.
That was a shitty show, but I would kill myself at that point. Because, you know, like, this sorrow, like, would kind of mess me up.
Yeah.
Sorry about explaining that.
I mean, hey, you know, life can get tough.
Yeah.
Depression can get very tough. And after going through something like that, even though you have a badass car, sometimes it might not be enough. But
yeah.
I would say, you and West Side Gun hit it off before the show happened.
Okay.
And he was like, look, man, shit happens. How about we do it again?
Oh, shit. Now that's good.
And the show sells out again.
Show sells
out. And I'm going to give you another dice roll performance check to close it out. Here's his second chance. He's going for it.
Oh, shit. It's
a fucking 15 is back.
That's not bad at all.
Two 15s in a row. He absolutely slays that fucking set.
That's not bad at all. Wow. I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm going to say a full tour. You get a full world tour with West Side Gun.
Doing a whole tour, I'm going to use the money to donate it to charity.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm going to disappear. I'm going to disappear and, like, do my own shit. Boop, boop. I'm going to be, like, fucking Andre.
Come back with the flute album.
Yeah, just come back someday. Come back with the flute album. But instead of flute album, it's like an industrial noise album.
Oh, that's what's up. I love industrial noise. Fuck yeah. Well, thank you, Marjan, for participating in my situation. It was a roller coaster, but it ended up turning out pretty good. Hell yeah. So what is the future looking like for you?
Either this music should works out and I'm gonna do a show with West Side Gun. That's gonna happen.
Yes, dream big.
Or I'm just gonna get a 9 to 5. That's
he's keeping it real.
Five, bro. I'm gonna be so real. I see so many motherfuckers like quitting their jobs for the music.
Yeah.
Don't do that, bro.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, that's like, boy, just get your degree, man.
Hey, you can have big dreams, but don't let them take over what, you know, really matters, the basic.
Don't be silly about it.
Right.
Don't be silly about it.
Bro. You can still do the grind and you can do the dream grind at the same time.
For real. Like, you see, like, all the motherfuckers who are rich and famous in music, like, all the big motherfuckers in music, like, they either had really rich parents. I mean, if you have rich parents, quit your job. I don't fucking care.
Right, yeah.
But, like, a lot of them, if they don't have rich parents, they probably had normal-ass jobs. So, don't quit your job, bro.
Don't quit your day job. Hey, well, if you do quit your job and you're going all in, power to you. That's some ballsy shit.
I mean, you're risking it. And if you get it, you deserve it, you know?
Yeah. You might roll a nat 20.
Yeah. You know, it's a gamble. And I always say, motherfuckers who win at gambling, who make money at gambling, they deserve it.
Actually, that makes a whole lot of fucking sense.
They fucking deserve it, you know?
That's what's up. So you said you were you're working on some new stuff still, even though you just put out number 4, volume 4?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I've been still making music. I got everything on my laptop.
Yeah.
FL Studio Projects.
FL Studio, shout out.
Shout out to FL Studio.
Sponsor this man.
For real. The greatest FL Studio user ever. Holy fuck. Like, FL Studio users are either like, not either, like, they're all just Plug and Be producers. Yeah. They're all just Plug and Be and, like, rage producers. I swear to God, I've never seen any proper producer use FL Studio.
Yeah. Honestly, it's on my wish list because I just got, like, a gaming PC from my dad. He built a new one. He's like, you want my old one? I was like, yeah, I was just going to throw FL Studio on that shit.
Can I advocate pirating in this podcast? Yo, pirate this shit. Nobody gives a fuck. My FL Studio is pirated.
Yeah.
All my plugins are pirated. I don't pirate like indie plugins.
Yeah.
But I have like super duper cool big ass fucking plugins that they're all pirated.
That's what's up.
Whoever actually paid for Omnisphere. It was,
$300 Yeah.
Bro, I just need to like stay up for a night to download that shit.
I saved
$300.
Absolutely.
You know, pirate your shit, bro. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah. That's what's up. Pirate that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Well, I love what you're doing with it. Your fucking beats absolutely slay. They have, you know, all the good vibes for if I'm wanting to get shit done or if I'm wanting just to chill the fuck out. And you said you had a show coming up, too?
Yes, sir. Late June, probably June 28th, we are doing a house show in Poldi's in Denton. It's gonna be more of a rave, house rave.
Yeah.
We got some DJs, a shit ton of electronic music, a shit ton of jungle, drum and bass. Just music for dancing, you know?
Yeah, dude, I love drum and bass too.
Yeah, good vibes. I'm gonna. We still don't have a solid like bill, like, you know, just like,
yeah, it's in the works.
Yeah, it's still in the works. We're trying to find DJs. If you're a DJ, hit me up, please.
Hey, I might throw down.
If you do, yeah,
DJ Cataclysmic on the scene.
But yeah, we're doing a show June 28th.
Wait, that's what's it. Up all right, well, listeners, where's the best place for us to follow you on social media?
Instagram. I be a schizo posting, and I've also post my music sometimes. So yeah, Instagram probably.
And what's that Instagram handle?
Yeah, like YA Marjan.
Yeah.
Marjan, MARJAN.
MARJAN. Fuck yes. On Instagram, that's where you can find out this upcoming shows. You can get access to the new beat tapes. And of course, I want you to go and follow Marjan on all of the streaming services and jam the fuck out of his new beat tape, Volume 4.
Fuck him up.
Well, thank you so much for coming by the studio and being on the local of C. What do you want to say goodbye to the listeners?
Oh, goodbye, bro. Goodbye. Y'all have a good night, good morning, and whenever you listen to this shit, bro. Goodbye.
All right, listeners, you know what to do. Go and follow Marjan on all the social media. Keep an eye out for a brand new mixtape. Stream the hell out of the ones he already has up. And keep an eye out for that show, probably happening on June 28th in Denton. And now it's time for the closing statement with your host, Cataclysmic. What's up, listeners? It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the closing statement. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode from the absolute bottom, from the core of my soul. Thank you. Your continued listenership, your support goes so far over here, and I absolutely love making this show and bumping these bands that maybe no one has ever heard before. Highly encourage you to always dig deep into your local music scene. There is absolutely, without a doubt, some fucking gems, and they're right in your backyard. Do the research. It is worth it, and go see that show. Go to the show where you don't recognize anyone on the bill. Those are the fun ones. But I mean, of course, you can support the ones you know too. Support it all. Hell yes. Speaking of support, you can go into the link. could go into the link in the description of this episode and become a monthly contributor for as low as you want to go. Also, a link to our photography website. Get yourself a print. There's some good ones out there. And as far as stuff coming up, let's see. I'm going to Reno's this Friday, May 17th, to interview a band called Razcat, which is going to be super dope. Very excited. And the final show this Saturday, going down at Pariah with Boof and some other bands as well. A bunch of punk bands, Beaver, American Shitstorm. I don't have it up in front of me, but that is going to be absolutely awesome. I had a blast last time I was there taking pictures. I got to climb up on this balcony where they had a drum set, and one of the coolest venues I've ever been to. And it's DIY. What is there not to love? Hell yeah, it's gonna be a good weekend. I hope you got some awesome shit planned, and I will be back next week. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I am your host, Cataclysmic, signing off.